And joining us right now at PMP Network is one of the latest folks to join the cast of Ally McBeal. Of course, we have an Ally McBeal page at PMP Network. We've interviewed pretty much everybody in the cast, so it's nice to have some new members coming on. Some of the cast members left the past year, and they've been replaced. And Josh plays Raymond Milbury on the show. I actually checked out the new show, and lots going on as usual on Ally McBeal.
Yeah, lots of crazy hijinks, right?
Yeah. Now, were you a person who used to watch this show before you joined the cast?
I definitely, you know, I'd seen it. I didn't, you know, watch it every week or whatnot, but, you know, I read the pilot when it first came out. It was one of my favorite pilots that I've ever read.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, you know, it's like Ally McBeal's just so ingrained into our culture. You always just got to check it out.
Now, you are from a political family. Your dad was a congressman.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is amazing. And here you are, an actor. What did he think about your career choice?
You know, he was always supportive. My mom and my dad were really supportive. But, you know, obviously he was a little worried when his son came to him and told him he wanted to be an actor. And
yeah.
You know, I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
You know, but he's really proud now. But even when he was worried, he was always really supportive.
Now, I remember seeing you in Pirates of Silicon Valley. You played Paul Allen in that movie.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that was that like your major breakthrough role?
I wouldn't say that. I mean,
what was the biggest role you had before this?
Before probably in that movie, The Perfect Storm.
Mm-hmm.
I played the rescue helicopter guy, the head of the team that went to rescue the guys on the boat, and I ended up needing rescuing myself.
Ah, that's right. Of course, you also were in that fabulous movie, G.I. Jane.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you try not to admit that one, or?
No, I like G.I. Jane.
Was that the one with, that was with Demi Moore,
terrible.
Right?
Yeah.
Demi Moore, yeah. Yeah. What was it like working with her?
It was great. She's tough woman, but really not, you know, she was a good person to work with early in your career to see how it's done.
She was very buff at the time, wasn't she?
She was.
Wow.
Diesel.
Yeah, she was amazing. She worked out so hard. So what was your first job in acting? Was that it? I know you did stage work.
Yeah, I actually did stage work and did some stuff in New York. That was like my first paying gigs or getting paid in stage in New York.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also have a movie coming out, I understand, too, called One-Eyed King.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell me about that one.
It's a movie about these guys that grow up in Hell's Kitchen, New York, and it's kind of it's about how life circumstances and the neighborhood kind of bring them down or bring them apart, even though these guys got love for each other, you know, since they were kids. Really good cast, Billy Baldwin and Dash Myhawk, Jason Gedrick, Jim Brewer, you know, those and myself are like the young guys in the neighborhood, and the older guys are kind of like Bruno Kirby and Chaz Palminteri and Amanda Sante.
Mm.
Really, really good cast.
Sounds like it. Wow. So how long did that take to film?
That was a month and a half.
Yeah.
Yep.
So are you have any other scripts in your hand? You are looking at other things to do?
I'm always looking, but Ally's pretty much got me busy. It's monopolized my time, to say the least.
Now, how'd you end up on Ally McBeal?
I think the way it went down was that David Kelly, the producer, creator
mm-hmm.
of the show,
mm-hmm.
Saw me in something and liked it enough that he started writing this part for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Well,
now really tell us a little bit about Raymond Milbury. What kind of character is he? What are we going to be looking for?
Raymond is, he likes the ladies. And he doesn't hide it.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of a dog, but if one can be endearingly so, then sometimes he is that. But a lot he's says what's on his mind, and usually it's he likes the ladies.
And there are always some lovely ladies on the show as well. So.
There is a lot of pretty, pretty girls on the show.
Yeah. What is the cast like, and how did they welcome you to the cast when you came in for the first time?
Well, you know, this is its fifth season, so they've been at it for a while and kind of got a smooth-running ship. And they were very welcoming, you know, like helped out with anything I needed. Just everybody's so really bizarrely talented
mm.
on the show, like the actors, that it's, you know, just to act opposite them, it ups your game, to say the least.
Yeah, one of the people, we've interviewed the whole cast, and I thought the most incredible character, and... what was the one Peter McNichol plays, and he's a really funny guy too.
He is. He is geniusly funny. Funny on the set. When the camera stops, he's still funny.
Yeah. How's Kalista to work with?
She's great. She's such a talented actor and good person. You know, she's got a little baby now, which is always on the set, and she just shines when little Liam is in her arms. She glows. So she's a pleasure to be around. She's just really happy.
That's nice.
Yeah, it is.
Unlike her character.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, Josh Hopkins is with us. He's going to be on Ally McBeal, and he's a regular cast member now. But don't forget, Monday night, the premiere of Ally McBeal, right after the premiere of Boston Public. Do you ever watch that show?
Yeah.
It's a good show, too.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Yeah, Monday night's a great night to watch Fox TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I want to wish you a lot of luck with the role, Josh.
Well, thank you very much.
Hopefully we'll talk to you again sometime. And if you get a chance, go to pmpnetwork.com and check out our Ally page, and you'll be up there tonight.
Okay.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks. Take care.